Those of us who get up here and present communion meditations can have a tendency to overcomplicate things. I know that happens with me sometimes. We sometimes feel we need to come up with a whole new way of presenting the communion, the meditation. But in reality, I know for me, I just need to keep it simple, stupid. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about Jesus Christ. Jesus and his apostles are eating the Passover meal when this happens. Matthew chapter 26, starting in verse 26. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And after taking the cup and giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant that is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, from now on, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." Paul told the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, "For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Well, his kingdom is here. He partakes with this morning with us. And we proclaim his death for the forgiveness of our sins until he returns. That's as simple as it gets. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come before you now as we partake of this memorial that Jesus left for us. We thank you for his willingness to go to the cross and die for us, to take away our sins so that we could be with you in heaven someday. Be with us now as we proclaim his death until he comes back. We thank you for the kingdom that he established here in the church, that we can be part of that. Be with us now as we proclaim his death until we see him again. In Jesus' name I pray.